Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths but have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You got mail.
Hi, I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaras.
And this is
Go Touch Grass,
the podcast where we log in
so you can log off.
Millie and I are two chronically online comedians, and on this pod, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama so that you can go do literally anything else.
And if you like what you hear today and want to hear more, we got a Go Touch Grass Patreon already up with tons more content weekly, access to our Discord community, and our spin-off series, Search History, where we go back and break down a viral discourse from the past.
And finally, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review. We love reviews. We need them, but the best review you can give us is to tell your friends about us, post about the pod, tag us in a story. We will repost it. You know that we are online.
We're always online, sadly. the search history this week.
Yes, really good.
The search history, guys, you guys voted, and you guys hate us, don't you? But you guys voted for the controversial past of Jeffree Star.
And we did it.
And boy, is it controversial.
Yeah.
By the end, I had Elise saying that Jeffree Star is way worse than Azalea Banks.
And I'll stand on that.
Yeah. Terrible history. And if you want to learn more, you could also buy the episode, too.
Yeah, you can buy episodes individually, or you can sign up for a Patreon. Yeah. This one was a $10 level Patreon.
$10 level.
You get to vote on it. Yeah. So, you know, test it out. See, you know, do I want to be at the $10 level? Buy the episodes. You're going to love the episode. You're going to say, yeah.
You want to be at the $10 level.
Yeah, thank you.
And there's our guest. Only losers don't want to be at the $10 level.
And speaking of losers, today we have a special guest.
No, that voice,
that illustrious voice that you've heard today is our very special guest. She's a hilarious stand-up who you've seen on Late Night with Seth Meyers, touring all over the U.S., and her comedy album, I'm Not Malala, is out. Give it up for Huzu Hersey.
Andrew didn't clap for me. It's noted. Wow. It's been noted. Nice. It's been noted. Nice. And I will hold that against you for the rest of your life, Andrew. Thank you.
We are so excited to have you on the pod.
Yes.
I feel like you are like an illustrious presence online. Once I started following, I was like, this girl's coming out with content. Daily, regular reels.
She's
are being
fucking
reeled.
Hitting the ground. She's pounding pavement.
Yeah, okay? Pounding the internet pavement.
Yes. I am. I am also like you guys, chronically online.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much. Part of the reason why I do post reels though is because you know I need people to come out and see me on tour. So please see me. I'm going to be in Atlanta, November 16th and the 17th. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. Atlanta.
Yeah. Yes. When I was looking, I went on your link tree. I was like, oh, we've got dates. Yeah. We've got dates going around this country.
Yeah.
But that was actually, that relates to my first question that I had for you, because you do, in addition to stand-up reels, very, very funny,
you
also will do like a green screen reel where you comment on a piece of news, pop culture, political, etc.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start doing that, and how do you decide, like, okay, this is one that I'm going to comment on? I feel inspired. You wait for the spirit to move you.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Like, I feel like as comedians, you just have, like, a comedic compass.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the video bombs or if the joke bombs, you're like, well, I really wanted to say this and I know there's something here.
Yeah.
So today, Quincy Jones dying. I was like, oh, my God, I have to do a video on all of the messy goss that he used, all the tea he used to spill. And then the Martha Stewart documentary. So I posted two reels about that because I was like, oh, I'm very passionate about both of those topics. So if the reels don't do well, it's like, I got it off my chest.
Yeah.
I let the world know how I feel.
I think that's just a really great way to post of like, you know what? It's when something's in your heart, on your spirit, mm-hmm. and not so much, I gotta feed the beast, gotta feed the beast.
Yeah. Yeah, like you'll never see me doing like dance trends or any of that. Mm. It's not my strength. Yeah. It's not who I am.
Not you know? Your strength.
It's not, you know.
Yeah.
Also, I do feel like this, because you mentioned that we are recording on the day that Quincy Jones died. And that he... Did he die yesterday or today? Either way, what I wanted to say for our listeners is that we are recording the day before the election.
Oh, my God.
This episode
Elise has
will come
been mentioning
out.
The election 80 times. Every time she's like, 10 days before the election. When this episode comes out, well, no. And I'm
well,
like,
no,
girl.
But it's true. It's true. Because I do feel like, okay, so we're recording the day before. The episode will come out the day after. I don't know if we'll know who the president is. So I just want to make note of, like, if we seem... If our vibe does not seem like it has been brought down or up by the news as we understand it on the day the episode comes out, the reason is we don't know. As we sit here now, we do not know.
Who do you think will get it?
Oh, my God. I can't jinx it.
I personally think Trump's going to get it.
Oh, see, I don't agree.
Because it's not about the popular vote. It's about these, you know,
swing
states.
But I feel like she has been very strategic about where she's putting her time.
That's fair. Yeah, so she's been in Michigan and Wisconsin.
She's been in the things. She's been in Vegas. Yeah. She's been in, and there's been Arizona. A lot of shit popping off in Vegas. A lot of shit in Arizona. She's in those places.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, she's definitely going to win popular vote, but I wouldn't automatically discount her because there are seven states at play and she's had a big presence in all of them. So
don't get me wrong, if I had to pick, obviously, you know, I have some criticisms of her, mm-hmm. but I would go with her obviously over Trump. Mm-hmm. I think anyone that cares about humanity.
Well, according to you, not the most of the countries.
Well, no, and the swing states, I don't think they care. And you know what it is? It's because of misogyny and racism.
Mm. Yeah.
That's why I think.
Well,
yeah, that's really what it is.
You're Canadian, correct?
I am.
So,
wow.
Just so that when people are like.
The C slur out here.
Canadian. I'm going to go on the record and say this phrase that I keep hearing on the news and on Twitter, which is that I am nauseously optimistic. I feel like it'll swing. I feel nauseously optimistic. It'll swing in her direction, but I cannot and I will not ever say anything with assuredness.
Yeah, after
as
Hillary.
Many listeners know, I did go to the Hillary Clinton event at the Javits Center in 2016
oh, wow.
thinking that everything
was
going to
be
great
speech.
And that it was going to be really fun, and it was not
it was
great
sad,
and
yeah.
it was not fun. So on Tuesday and the remaining days, I'll be at my house, except I do have a show on Wednesday,
you're
which
crazy.
Is great.
I'll just say quickly, because we do have more questions for you, and this
sorry.
Is not even the topic.
Yeah. Sorry, look at me derailing the pod.
It's okay.
We gotta
never derail the pod. You're the guest.
You're the guest, and also, you know, a third ADHD has entered the room. So, but what I will say is I think she's going to win. But I think that you know that these motherfuckers have things up their sleeve. And they're going to make it a bunch of shit, and it's going to be crazy. Mm. And I just pray for everyone's safety.
Yes.
Now.
Okay.
We've got, one more question for you.
Talk to
right?
me. I like your nails.
Thank you. Carolina Teresa, former guest.
Carolina Teresa, former guest.
Host with feelings.
Shout out to
her.
She
did them. So you're Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Also, we got to talk about the pronunciation of that word.
What? Muslim? First,
it's actually not, because people say it like there's a Z, like it's M-U-Z. But it's M-U-S. It's Muslim.
So Muslim.
So other Muslims, we don't say Muslim.
Mm.
Unless they spent a lot of time around.
Muslim. Like Elon Muslim.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
New character.
Well, I'm banned from.
New character that Millie can't do.
I won't do it. I've got my hair straight. No, anyway. Okay. What I was going to say was we've got people on the ground. On obviously Elise is on like theater nerd Twitter. I'm hitting Black Twitter, and like Angelo came back and talked to us about like how Latinos, you know, in Latin America use social media differently. And I know that there's a wealth of Muslim memes and jokes and culture. Like, so I'm just like, tell us, you're gonna be our little correspondent of like, what is that? What is that like? What's the tea on that side of the internet and like what are the memes? Because I'm just like obsessed with like boss babies coming to. You ever see those in like in Arab countries? They'll have like they'll hire a boss baby like person.
A boss baby?
Come on, the boss baby.
Like, are you talking about a mascot that's dressed as boss baby?
A mascot that's dressed like okay. boss baby will go and okay. do
I
like,
thought you were talking about a baby that was a boss.
No, no, no.
yeah, I was like,
as
what?
A boss baby character. Like, you could hire, like, Mickey Mouse or whatever to go to your kid's birthday
but
party.
Get boss baby.
But, like, I've seen multiple, like, boss babies in parties. In different like Arab countries, not necessarily tied to that, but I'm just like, are there any like this popular
Muslim
memes?
Muslim talk. So
you guys are so most there's Muslim talk, but the side of TikTok that I find really interesting mm-hmm. is Somali talk.
Yes, Somali that's where I want to fucking go. That's where I want to go. Tell us
on
tell
the
us,
internet.
Tell us.
It's like we're so funny, and then obviously you know there's a bit of a toxic side. I'm sure on Latin Talk you're seeing it.
There's no part of the internet that's not toxic. But no. This is what I'm trying to get at. Tell me about Somali Twitter. What are you guys talking about?
We had, a few years ago, we had that viral song that Bella Hadid was lip-syncing to. Cardi B was doing a dance to. It's like, that Somali lady. And she was like, I love you more than my life. You know that one?
No. I don't remember this meme.
Okay, but Cardi B did a whole dance to it, like...
So that was a big moment.
I feel like I'm not doing it justice.
It's okay. We'll find it.
I'll find it and
we'll
insert it
in
for our
thing,
listeners.
But like we want to. So I know we don't quit your life, and I love you more than my life,
and I keep back your habibi. So I know we don't. Also, she was singing in like four different languages. It was like she's Somali, but it was like Somali, Arabic, Swahili, and then English. And then that one. Majorly viral. And another one that I love, it was a Somali man with like a heavy, heavy accent. Mm-hmm. and he has a MAGA hat on and mm-hmm. he's like, Mr. Trump, and he's telling them, he's like saying, he's unhinged and he's mm-hmm. like, deport them. And it's like, and Somali people were sharing that and clowning him because he has like the thickest accent. Meanwhile, he's saying deport them. It's like, oh, but you got here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that's a big feature of Latin American TikTok for sure.
And I mean, I think that's the beautiful thing is that the internet shows us that there are embarrassing people of all races and ethnicities.
It's so beautiful.
Really embarrass and bring shame to our cultures.
Oh, my God. The biggest one, and this one goes viral all the time on Muslim talk, mm-hmm. it's this Indonesian sheikh, like an imam mm-hmm. is like the mm-hmm. religious yeah. leader in the community. And he has like a talk show or something in Saudi Arabia where people call in with questions about Islam. And they're like, oh, is this haram? Haram basically means forbidden.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. And haram police don't come for me. I don't know where my camera is. I'm assuming it's that.
All
don't
of them.
Come for me.
Well, don't they got me. A lot of things to come for us.
You know
for.
What I mean? Don't come
for me. Alicia's Cuban. She loves pork. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to go. Yeah.
There was this one thing went viral, and I thought it was so funny because people ask really unhinged questions, mostly men. So one guy was like, is it haram if I drink my wife's breast milk? And the guy's like, keep in mind, this is Saudi Arabia. This is like a high scholar, and he had the nerve to like call in and ask him this. And he's like, and he kind of like shames him. He's like, that's weird. Like, just drink a cappuccino or like a little, you know. We have to find the clip and insert it because it's so funny. And
that
is so good.
I love when people go into question and answer periods with like,
it's crazy.
Where you're supposed to be asking general questions that would help, you know,
everybody.
People, yeah. And you're like, I'm actually going to ask something that is hyper specific to only me. I have a very important person's time for 2 seconds. I'm going to ask a question only I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
See, but I'm glad that you shared that because, okay, now we know. Cappuccino, not haram. We're not Mormons.
Stop.
Okay? Mormons, they can't have cappuccinos.
Yeah.
Oh, Muslim, we're not Mormons. But I will,
they'll drink a coffee.
And the sheikh is like a really great guy because he's had moments where men will call in with like slightly misogynistic questions mm-hmm. and he'll put them in their place.
I've seen those,
where a guy was like, you know, how do I tell my wife? Something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, something along the lines of, how do I tell my wife that she needs to go to the gym and she's fat?
Oh, I
don't like
that
she's fat. And he's like, well, are you Arnold Schwarzenegger? Do you, you know what I mean? Look at yourself in the mirror before you even try to ask your wife to do anything, you know? Yep. Anyways, he had a whole thing and the rant was so funny and it went viral. Like, to the point where it's like other non-Muslims were enjoying it. Yeah.
So really quick before we move on, what is your relationship with Love is Blind, Habibi?
Okay, so I watched it,
the Love is Blind in the Arab countries, and it's interesting.
First of all, let's just talk about how Love is Blind is just like very traditional Muslim dating.
You don't know each other.
I love the regular Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. But I tried to watch the first couple episodes of Love is Blind, Habibi, and so many of the men are gay. You're so clearly homosexual.
No, that's true.
And it's okay, but like, stop wasting this woman's time. Clearly, not even bi, homosexual.
No. You know what I mean? I get it. Like Aaron Hernandez. But then also just like so toxic too. They're like, my wife can't look at anybody else, but also I'm gay. I'm like, what is going on?
But it's like,
here?
Have you watched it at least?
No, I have not. I struggle with Love is Blind.
There's a lot of filler, but the meat is once they see each other and the families meet, that's when the show starts for me.
Yeah. So to me, when I was getting these nails done, she put like dubbed over English.
Because you don't want to read. Yeah.
Because you don't want to read. And then it's something where like you're cleaning the house, you're doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And you have that on the background and you turn and then whatever.
Yeah, you do folding laundry.
But
Love is Blind DC, the most recent one, and I just struggled with all of the people involved.
I did a lot of fast forwarding and to when they actually met. That's really the part of the show. And then when they all see the other people that they could have been with, and they're like, that is also always an interesting factor.
Well, in the Love is Blind Habibi, no drinking and no kissing. They don't even kiss and they don't drink.
Yeah, true.
And they certainly don't show fucking.
But first of all, you know what's so funny is a lot of them are doing it.
I mean, of course, a lot of them are doing it, but it's interesting to see.
Yeah, because a lot of those reality dating shows, like the undercurrent is also that everyone's getting a little drunk
and fucking. Like. Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
which we love. But not Love is Blind, Habibi.
All right, should we go on to our software update? We have an update from about Resilient Jenkins. These are a family TikTokers that we talked about last week. Millie has a quick update for our listeners.
Yeah, very quick. So yes, and oh boy, what an update.
Yeah.
Last week, we talked about the family that has their 5 children sleeping in the living room with one on the way. If you remember, the woman, Stephanie, had 2 daughters from a previous relationship, and the guy, Andrew Jenkins, had 1 son. And then, since they got together, Stephanie and Andrew, they had 2 kids, and they have 1 on the way, and they live in a 1-bedroom apartment, and they have 2 cats. Since last week, right, so we talked about, like, the ethics of family vlogging and all this stuff, and is it okay? And then it caused an uproar about like eugenics, like is it okay to say like poor people can't have kids? It was fucking crazy. So they've been doing a lot of lives, opening their gifts and relishing in their newfound virality, because all they wanted was to go viral. Well, during the lives, people kept asking, why can't the guy work nights or be a truck driver or go to trade school? And the guy said he did go to trade school and he was an HVAC repairman, but he quit because he wasn't getting compensated as much as his colleagues were, even though he's never had any complaints. Just a few complaints about him never showing up, being calling out all the time and being unreliable. And then he kept shooting ideas down from the people saying he doesn't want any jobs with W-2s. W-2 jobs don't pay enough. No W-2s. They don't pay as well as W-9s.
I know. I'm like,
everyone was confused by that. Guys, enter TikToker Nails by Arlito, who says she was the mother of Andrew's first child, not the one shown in the videos. Andrew walked out on his son when he was 2, hasn't seen the son since he was 5, and now that kid is 12. Andrew owes a ton of back child support because he hasn't paid any in years, and that's why he doesn't want a W-2, because all his wages will be garnished.
I was about to be like, well, W-2, I mean, I guess it's like it means your taxes are taken out, but as someone who works with a lot of 1099s, there's benefits to the W-2.
Yeah, no, exactly. In Stephanie's case, her last name isn't even Jenkins because she's still allegedly married to the father of her daughters, who is currently serving prison sentence for sexual assault against 2 victims. So one victim is a minor and the second one is his mother. So that is... and I wish I was lying about any of that.
Wow.
So Watch that space.
I got so dark.
Yeah,
I
got so dark. I'm sorry. It started with just like, oh, is it okay to have this many kids in a one bedroom? And now it's like, oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, no.
And I think like the kind of moral is like, there's just not a lot of thinking there.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of critical thinking. There's not a lot of long-term thinking. There's not a lot
of... This is why therapy has to be, like, free. The government has to pay for it.
Yeah.
Listen, Canada.
Canadian.
Yeah. No, but it's listen, not paid Canada. For. Doesn't pay for it in Canada.
Well, don't you have free healthcare in Canada?
Oh, so, it depends. No. So, we're catching up to you guys. Mm-hmm. Our politicians are also... You know, our healthcare system's slowly being defunded.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like the NHS in the UK, awesome. You know. So, we do have free healthcare. But after the age of 18, your vision and dental are not included.
Right.
But then once you become a senior citizen, vision and dental come back.
Oh, so you can only see if you're under 18. Okay.
I love this world that we've created.
But different provinces
where...
have different, like, rules. So mm-hmm. in Quebec, honey, they good. They not doing what we doing in Ontario. Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm from Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we don't...
What's that edge you got? That's that little edge you got. Is that
every
Toronto?
Every time I say Toronto, everyone just brings up Drake. So it's actually quite unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you know, yeah. I have a plan with Drake. Drake, we're going to bring him back. If he gives me $50,000.
Millie's going to let Drake rehabilitate his image by dating her.
If he gives me a lot of money.
How much would he need to give you?
Well, at the time I was, I said 50,000.
That's
but
so low.
That's the starting rate. That's the starting rate.
Don't whore yourself out for so little.
But you know, I'm you saying one date, right? If he wants it to keep going.
Minimum six figures, honey. You know, Julia Fox talked about how they went on a date. He took her on a private jet and then bought her like Chanel bags.
Yeah, he's so crazy. That's why I feel like he would just throw me $50,000 for
more
nothing.
Than 50,000.
I know, getting... but like I'm saying, like just the entries.
Okay,
you
got
know,
you.
It's kind of like price. When you sign up for cable, and it's like, well, you want a cable sign up? Here's a sign up fee, and then you get the monthly.
$50,000
know I mean?
Is the sign up fee. And
that was such a millennial thing for you. I love it. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to this fucking thing.
Okay, so we are moving
Speaking
on
of people
now.
People need to get punched in the face.
Truly. Today's discourse. So the discourse is our segment where we talk about something that's going super viral online. We break it down here. We give our opinions on it, etc. Today we are talking about Jason Kelce, a video of Jason Kelce that is going viral.
Do you know who Jason Kelce is?
Honey, I know. Travis Kelce's brother.
They
have a podcast together. They have an Amazon deal for 100 mil.
Yeah.
Would they have gotten that without Miss T Swift? Would it have been 100 mil?
No. It's a marriage of convenience, that one.
But, okay, so.
Oh, Elise is a Swiftie.
I like her. I do like her. Folklore is a phenomenal album.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't think this latest one was her best work, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, Elise said that, too.
Yeah.
It's not, and it's 31 songs, too, honey. I'm like,
There are 31 songs and 2 hits for me, personally.
Wow. Yeah, it wasn't her best.
But the 2 hits that are on it, I do really like. But we're going to put a pin in the Swiftie.
I'm
no, you're perfect.
Around. I'm
you're
so
you're
sorry.
Perfect. You gave us great information. We're putting a pin in the Taylor Swift of it all. We're coming back to Jason Kelce. I do have to make a disclaimer that...
Oh, my God, no death threats.
The F slur factors quite heavily into this story.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
It seemed really nice.
We're going to...
Okay.
It's nuanced.
We're gonna have to all wait. We're gonna have to see. The 3 of us obviously are not purveyors of the F slur, so we did reach out to Jay Jordan, former guest on the pod.
I love Jay.
Former guest on the pod, current queer man. We'll see
who wins on Tuesday, okay? And we'll see what happens. Andrew's gonna have to get a wife soon.
We got his voice in here. We have producer Andrew to keep us honest. But I did just want to give a disclaimer that like that is we are going to play a video where that is used because it factors into the whole story. It's kind of the crux of the whole story.
We have to play it.
So, okay, getting into the details. So like we said, Jason Kelce, brother to Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's current boyfriend. Jason Kelce is a former NFL player. So he's actually retired.
He's retired, yeah.
But he used to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is, according to his Wikipedia, often regarded as one of the greatest centers in NFL history. As you already mentioned, he and Travis have a very popular podcast, which Millie and I totally understand.
Yeah, no.
You guys like it?
No. We're saying we have a popular podcast.
Oh, with that, you know, we get that life to have.
Yeah, we're making $100 million on Amazon.
They have a very, very popular podcast.
That was a joke.
That is called New Heights, where they discuss football and other topics. I always remember there's this viral clip where someone asked them to sort people into Hogwarts houses, and Travis Kelce knows nothing about Harry Potter, and then they're very goofy with each other. That's kind
sounds
of,
like I totally want to listen to it. Yeah,
that's kind of
so I know, mean. I love it.
I didn't say anything. No, but it's for some people.
But it's their vibe.
It's Aretha Franklin shade. Oh. Nice dresses. Nice beautiful gowns.
Who's the dress? Who's beautiful gowns about?
Beautiful gowns
was about. Oh, I know. There it all comes back together. Anyway, that's their vibe. It's like goofy brothers, silly football
friendly.
Brothers. Friendly, fratty football brothers.
Yeah.
Have you guys listened to an episode of it?
I certainly haven't listened to it.
I haven't done it.
I've engaged with clips, and I've specifically...
Her husband may have.
I don't think... Danny doesn't listen to podcasts.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you're married?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm married to a very...
That's kind of rare to meet a comedian that's married, isn't it? This feels a little...
Like it feels a little weird. It feels crazy.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a few.
I do feel like in the world of comedy, I'm like, with like that Broad City joke, like I'm a child bride in the world of comedy.
Yeah. And I feel like it's rare in stand-up, but in improv, I feel like
improv
and sketch people get married.
Sketch we get married.
They're all married.
That's true. But my husband is very Jason and Travis Kelce coded. Okay. He's like a football guy.
He's a white football guy from Wisconsin. You can hear that episode.
He does.
Oh, wow.
Where he says he listens to Howard Stern.
He used to listen to Howard Stern. He used to listen to Howard Stern.
Howard Stern used to be good.
Yeah. I mean, he's
had some great moments. I mean, problematic, a little bit, but really entertaining stuff.
He knows what he's doing. We talked about his interview with Kamala on Patreon.
We compared Howard Stern's interview with Kamala and call her daddy's interview with Kamala.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to say that someone in Howard Stern's team read a book, and that's basically the difference.
That's so funny.
Like they're asking, and
oh yeah, the caller daddy.
The caller daddy was like,
I was like, oh no,
it don't do it for me. But
yeah.
I listened to it.
I listened to it too.
It made me feel literally nothing. But I was like, okay, I just received this
because she's like, how does government work? But we need that. We need all of that.
Sorry, I keep touching you. I'm so sorry.
You can touch me. That's okay.
And she, I think, what's her name? Alex Cooper. Honey, I think an $80, $60 million Spotify deal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's
and again,
we
understand
good.
All
yeah,
we about
get that.
That.
Yeah.
We get the answer.
We totally have respect of Spotify, totally Apple understand. Music.
We love you. We bow to you.
All of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Not
Spotify.
Like I had a notice about my credit cards today.
okay, so.
I love that you're married.
Thank you.
I just want to say that.
Thank you.
Ariel Elias and Jay Jordan.
Yeah. George Severus now as well.
George Severus.
I love that.
Let's go through everyone who's married.
But also the gays are having a lot of fun being married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like straight people getting married, it feels like it's more of a struggle.
Yeah.
Because they're saying we're monogamous, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay. So as much as I want to talk about my wedding,
we could make the podcast about my wedding.
We do have to get back to the Kelce brothers.
I have derailed this podcast.
Sorry, you were going to
say
that.
So bottom line is, the vibe of the podcast is goofy brothers, football brothers,
love
goofy
that, yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason we were talking about Jason Kelce today, though, is that Jason Kelce has gone viral for a video that was taken of him while he was at Penn State for ESPN's College Game Day. So the way that we're going to do this is I'm going to describe the video first, then we're going to watch it, because I think for our listeners, you need to hear what's going on before you like hear the audio. So this video is basically, you see Jason Kelce, he's walking. The video is being taken by someone on a phone. The person who's taking the video, their fist is out. They're basically screaming in Jason Kelce's face, Jason, dap me up. Like, give me a fist bump, Kelce, whatever. Then someone else who is not the person taking the video screams
this philosophical question.
A deeply philosophical, enduring question that's never been asked before.
And can it be answered?
A question with no answer.
Oh my God, I want to hear that.
He screams, Hey, Kelsey, how does it feel that your brother's an F-slur for dating Taylor Swift?
So how does Jason Kelsey feel that Travis Kelsey is an F-slur for dating Taylor Swift?
First of all, the logic there.
Yeah, the logic of the question is
it's not
confusing.
In the room with us.
Yeah,
the logic
it's
really not in the room with us.
The logic is confusing. So then, in the video, you see Jason Kelsey kind of like realize what's being said, because it does take a second to process what's been communicated to him.
Yeah.
He turns around, he takes the kid's phone, he smashes it on the ground. In another video of another angle, you can see that as he does this, he says, "Who's the F slur now?" So the intentions
seemed pure, but the execution poor.
Well,
so what we're gonna do now is I'm gonna show you guys the videos. We're gonna watch the videos, and then we will break down the discourse. We will hear from Jay Jordan,
mm-hmm.
and we will break down the discourse.
I'm so excited to hear from Jay. Yes, Jordan. Honey.
Okay, so let's watch these two videos.
Kelsey.
Kelsey,
can I get a fist bump?
Oh my God.
Yeah?
Okay, so before I go to Jay, how do we feel about what we saw that took place? I do also just want to point out, I do love that the guy taking the original video does try to be like, "Hey, how about a fist bump?" After like it's already taking place. It's like, guys, he's not going to fist bump you, dude.
They're not reading the room.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of the criticism of like all these kids, and what people are saying is like, they're not reading the room, and also like, you can't fucking go up to people and rush on people, especially a football player, and especially someone who probably has CTE, and try to like say shit to them and fuck with them. They'll punch you in your shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the first thoughts that I had was, number one, I think a lot of that is coming, that backlash is because she openly supports Kamala now.
Yeah.
And so all these conservative people, honey, that she was making money off of, they have turned their back on her. They're mad at her.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, I just think, yeah, that's kind of scary. He meant well, but very poor execution. And he shouldn't have said the word. But I also understand, you know, but it's also like just being black. It's like there's when I deal with racism and you can speak to this, it's like, what? I don't know how you identify.
She's I'm black. White. But yeah, I identify black. No,
at least she's black.
I'm Hispanic, but I'm white.
Yes. Yeah, okay. So it's like there's intention and then there's impact. And there's been so many times where like someone will brush off something racist or Islamophobic that has happened to me, or sexist. And they'll go, "No, but her intention was, she didn't mean to hurt your feelings." Well, the impact is that this is what happened. But at the same time, you know, I am a straight person, so I will defer to Jay. And whatever he says, he's I believe he identifies as bisexual. That's what I last saw in his Twitter bio. And honestly, very handsome. So it makes sense, you know?
Yeah, so let's hear the words of a handsome bisexual man.
He's like, everybody can get it. I love that.
My response to the entire dust up is double fag on the play, penalties offset. There is no turnover on downs. First down, Kelsey ball. He judoed the word faggot back at that initially homophobic individual. That man said that Travis Kelsey was a faggot. I would assume because Taylor Swift is endorsing Kamala, and that is not okay with some of these trashy dudes who think that they should be able to control not only a woman's body, but how a woman votes. Was it classy or elegant? No, but football rarely is. I don't think this needs to be on the list of priorities for gay people to nitpick when we have so many other things on the table. Okay, we have to deal with actual evil gay Republicans right now and make sure they never have sex again. So I really don't think that getting mad at Jason Kelsey for saying "who's the faggot now" to a guy who called him a faggot is something gay people should be doing. And listen, if that makes people think that I'm okay with people using other slurs, that's a big jump. I don't think it's okay for people to use slurs all the time, but in this moment, I'm not upset at Jason Kelsey.
Okay, and then I'm going to play one more. This is what he added an hour later. He was
You know what? And one more thing. If I had to pick, I would much rather Jason Kelce call that man a faggot by saying, who's the faggot now? Because he's quoting that man. You are not in trouble if you don't throw the first fag slash brick at Stonewall. You're in trouble if you call someone a faggot. Okay? I'm sick of people thinking that fights are going to be these things that are really thought out and academic and nuanced. It was an argument around drunk white people and what I assume was a Penn State football game. First of all, those aren't the only two men calling people faggots in that space. So let's get that clear. Secondly, I'm of the belief that we can say, hey, this language was coarse. I didn't love this exchange, but Jason Kelce was on the right side of history. Okay? Also, I thought it was very funny. We actually got an offensive line from a man who played offensive line. That's it. My brain works in the way that it just looks for jokes. Everyone should come see my show November 11th at the Gramercy Theater. Bye.
Ended on an intelligent commentary, ended on a joke, and then promote his show.
Yep. That's a fucking professional we've ever heard.
Jay's, that's why we said, we have to. Jay was tweeting about this, and we were like, you know what, we have to get Jay's voice.
We have to get Jay's voice. Yeah.
So, okay, how are we all feeling with regard to what Jay said? I also have rounded up some just like general Twitter reactions.
Should we hear the reactions and then weigh in on our own?
Yeah.
So Jay's pro. Jay's not pro, but Jay's like, he'll allow it.
Yeah, Jay's like, you know, he Jason threw. Kelce didn't strike the first blow here.
Yeah. And I do think there, and also the point that he made about how, you know, gay people, honey, we got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
And yeah. I kind of relate to that just being black and Muslim and a woman. It's like, honey, we got bigger issues.
We got
issues.
A lot of things going on. Yeah.
It's an election year. We got bigger things.
It's
yeah.
a lot of stuff
yeah.
going on.
Yeah. So, okay, here's a couple of different things that I rounded up. This one is from Panasonic DX4500. If you shout a slur in a guy's face, you are inviting him to break your shit is an important lesson every college student should learn, and I appreciate Jason Kelce taking the time to educate in Happy Valley today. Cornelia Stasian wrote, harassing someone with a cell phone in their face and calling their family slurs to rev them up completely warrants getting your phone smashed on the ground. TBH, good on Jason Kelce. People are so soft. I don't want to see anyone act like Jason is the problem here. Former guest Akilah Hughes at Akilah obviously said Jason Kelce was right. People need to be put on notice. You cannot just endlessly harass people with your idiotic hatred and not expect a response. And then this one, I think this guy's being a little hyperbolic, a little intense, but it gets me to a point that it was a good articulation of a point that I eventually want to get to, which is, Jason, this is from Colin Dunlap.
Jesus.
Jason Kelce comes from an age where his grandfather fought in World War II and he learned such lessons about respect. The kid who approached him at Penn State today comes from an age where he got a trophy for ninth place in youth sports and thinks Snapchat is real life. It showed. Which I think is a hyperbolic way of getting to the point of like,
there are consequences.
Yeah, and like some of these kids who grew up watching, and we're going to talk about him later, like Logan Paul, Jake Paul on YouTube, they think you can get in people's face, scream shit at them, try to like get a reaction out of people, and it's like, no, there are real life consequences. You're going to get in someone's face and like come at their family and scream at them.
Yeah.
So those are the pro responses. And here's what I will say is that when I was looking at the top, like literally just like Jason Kelce top tweets, most people were pro Kelce, but these are the anti responses that I could find. Laura Petto said, Jason Kelce was clearly not mad about the homophobia. He was mad about the accusation, and the fact that he threw a slur back at the kid really shows that. This was a display of toxic masculinity and homophobia from Jason. At Pretty Critical said, fascinated by people who think that Jason Kelce wrecked that guy's phone over his allyship to the LGBT community and not because the guy called his brother a slur that implies he's gay and weak. LavGaze13, who does have a gayler like image in her. Just so that we know where this is coming from. Jason Kelce should not have said the slur back. Why is this even being debated? And then we've got T1's The Damn Season said, fuck Jason Kelce for saying the F slur and fuck that little bitch harassing him and slinging around the F slur too. These two things can coexist.
Okay, not the coexist bumper sticker.
Yeah. I just think if you have a $100 million deal with Amazon, you can't be doing that.
Well,
no, I agree with Jay, but also, honey, now you making money, money.
Yeah.
And so you got to behave in a certain way. It's the same way. It's the same reason why we don't really hear from Taylor Swift or Beyonce when something crazy or negative happens.
But
they let their security handle it.
Yeah, but I guess he's a football player, so he doesn't have security or something.
He did. He clearly has a handler, because in the second video where he says, "Who's the F slur now?" you see someone take him away.
I feel like that was a woman, no?
Oh, I thought that was... I don't know. Maybe he needs the gentle touch of a woman to be like, "Jason, come over here."
Yeah.
Because it is like...
Taylor, all of them, they got security. They got like security guards. Beyonce's security guard is like a character.
Julius.
Nice. Julius. Because he's pretty hot.
It's Julius. Yeah, it's Julius.
It's Julius.
Bald man. Yeah.
Very hot guy.
Okay, here's... And I've thought a lot about this, obviously, but preparing the discourse. Here's what I think. I don't have any problem with Jason Kelce smashing the kid's phone.
No.
I think that if you're going to get up in somebody's face with a phone and you're screaming at them, you might get your phone smashed, etc. I don't think it was the best move for him to say it back. And I don't think that he was saying... I agree with the person who's like... I mean, he wasn't saying it back from a place of allyship. No. Like, that's not what was going on. But I have personal grace... for the fact, and again, I am not the person who can absolve Jason Kelce of anything, but if you're in this intense environment, you've got people who are screaming in your face, you've got people who have phones in your face, someone says something crazy about your family.
That doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't even make sense, and like they're trying to rile you up. I just get being like not in your greatest capacity to be like, what is the most like ethically correct thing that I can say in this moment? Like, I get kind of being overtaken by just your anger and saying what comes in your head to say, which is to like repeat the phrase back.
I think that's kind of the gift of being a comedian, though, is that we think of crazy situations and what our responses are.
Yeah.
We plan ahead. Because like I have a response for when if someone ever says any kind of slur to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know exactly what I'm going to say back. But also, all of this to say is I totally agree with what you're saying. And also, really, at the end of the day, my opinion, I don't know, necessarily matters, because I'm not a member of the LGBTQ community.
I just would say that everything you guys said, what Jay said too, of like, it's different if it was like, if he said it first or whatever, but I think it was like a hot moment. It's not great. You are too rich to be doing that.
Yeah.
You can't be fucking up your brand as like this goofy, fun guy and slamming people's phones. But also I think I'm more on the side of like, a lot of people aren't really remembering that celebrities are still human beings, but also that you can just fuck with people without any consequences because they see their faves just like whatever. And it just, I was telling Elise this yesterday, but like, it just reminds me of like, this is how like dogs, like puppies learn how to like have boundaries and limits. Like their mom literally barks at them and snaps at them and looks like she's gonna bite. And they're like, oh shit, okay, I'm like too far. So like, that's like a thing that I've just been noticing like, over and over. I noticed it in LA. I noticed it with some younger people. It's like not necessarily whatever, but it's just like people don't do certain things not out of moral obligation, but out of fear of consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't want someone to smash your phone, if you don't want whatever, then don't get in their face. If you don't want to be, if you don't want someone to yell at you or be a bitch, whatever, don't cut them in line. If you don't want, like, that's kind of the thing that I feel like is missing here.
I do agree with a lot of the people online who were like, this feels like some like YouTube pilled like TikTok kid who doesn't, Andrew and I were talking before we even got on about like, you know, there's that guy, Harry Daniels, who like goes up and like sings at people.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Some of them either do well or they don't. Ooh.
Which like obviously is very different than running up and screaming slurs at people. But it's this culture of like, yeah, run up to somebody and do something weird to them and see how they react. And it's like, okay, yeah, well, depending on what you do, the reaction might be that they get really mad at you.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The reaction might be that they're not into it.
Andrew, you have any thoughts?
Without having a microphone in front of me, I don't know. It's not no monolith. I think that, you know, you just because you're not part of the gay community, you can still have an opinion about this, and I like the conversation that you are having around it. I do find a lot of similarities between like the Puerto Rican joke made last week, and how like Biden was like, oh, well, you're garbage, and then it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, like the garbage kind of conversation. It's like, oh, you can't say we're garbage back or anything. It's just like, oh, we're garbage. It's like, so I don't really have too much of an issue with Jason Kelce using it. It didn't come from like a place of hatred. Mm.
Were you turned on by him in that video?
That is your follow-up.
That was another. That was line another of tweet, big. A lot thing of people were like, "I actually found this quite sexy."
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I'm sorry to cut under. No.
I think there's definitely like nuance to it, but I don't know. I don't have like I don't really have too much of an issue.
Yeah.
With it.
Well, we've solved it.
We've solved it.
We brought in
gay
all the voices.
Gay rights in this country lives another day.
Gay rights have survived another day. And don't get in somebody's face and scream shit at them. It is very funny to like Jason Kelce's literal job is to throw things really, really hard. Like, he wrecked that guy's phone. Like,
he picked it up. I think he slammed it, picked it up again, and slammed it again.
I love that.
That phone's not coming back.
Yeah.
And the kid deserves that.
Yeah.
The kid deserves it. And, you know, whatever. Jason might give him, like, a new phone, but those contacts are lost.
Those texts. Yeah. Gone forever.
Yeah.
Over.
All those stupid little weird pictures that he took. Yeah. Gone forever.
I also think that's, like, a reminder that, like, people, you know, really crave fame.
Yeah.
That's a reminder fame actually really sucks.
Yeah.
And we should believe famous people like Beyonce and Gaga. They've been open about how they feel like fame is a prison.
Yeah. Mm. And like all the stuff with Chapel Roan where it's like...
Oh, yeah. She's been very open about... Yeah.
No, yeah. Where it's like people feel like they can come up and grab her and shit. And like, no, you can't. And what's interesting is, to bring it back to my football husband, is when I was talking to him about this, he was saying that Jason Kelce has made himself very, like, accessible to fans. Mm, like, he's...
parasocial.
He's kind of... That's kind of his, like, vibe.
What does he do?
I think, like...
He's just friendly and nice and goofy, right?
Yeah, he'll do meet and greets with people. He goes to... Like, this was, like, a college game day thing. Like, I think that between the podcast and, like, the different things that he does, I guess he is... Maybe, yeah, again, the word that Danny used was, like, he makes himself more accessible than other football players do. And so maybe that's why it's a double-edged sword, because it's like, yeah, you want to have these nice relationships with your fans, but then that also gets you to a place where some weirdo is going to scream something that doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah.
And I just feel like you can just tell that that's kind of their angle, is, like, Travis is, like, one brother with the Taylor Swift, whatever. And then they're really putting Jason as like family guy, whatever. And his wife is like partnering with Glad and talking about like making dips for, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're trying to be like the American family and average. And I'm just like you and all that.
Yeah.
Which is like, they're not, they're super fucking rich and you don't know them. And you like, that is an angle and accessibility and all that stuff of like, that's how they get fans to engage and lock in, is like, Jason's just one of my friends. But the double-edged sword. And it's also like, but the reality is he's not your fucking friend. You don't know him.
Yeah.
He's a big ass guy, probably with CTE. Most football players have it. And
I mean, your husband plays football?
He used to. Like, he's and now he's just like a big football fan. Okay. And he reads as football. Like, so if you saw him, you would be like,
football commercials.
You would be like, this guy.
He hasn't played football in 20 years.
No. He played in high school.
Yeah.
I'm always so scared. Like, I just seeing that too, I just thought, oh my God, like, Honey Taylor, like, why are you getting together with a football player? You gonna end up. I remember I was in a writer's room and, after I made this comment, it went quiet because you were, I guess I
wasn't.
You're
going to say it again on the podcast.
And I'm going to say it again on the podcast. And the guy, one of the writers used to play college football and then stopped doing it. And I was like, oh, yeah. I don't even know why anyone would want to, you know, get with a football player. You're basically signing up to be their nurse.
Oh, mom.
And then silence. The guy was like, oh, okay. But I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of scary that they'll end up with some crazy shit and CT out of nowhere. They can just be aggressive.
Well, I just, from the studies and things that I've seen and whatever, is like not everybody who's ever played football gets CTE, but you are guaranteed to have it if you continue to play from when you're a child all the way up to adulthood. And that's why most NFL players, it's because of the sustained lifelong series of concussions over and over from when they're literally 8 or 9 years old until they're in their 40s.
Yeah.
That's what, but somebody who plays in high school or in college, or like, you know, they played in homage, that's like a lower risk, like way lower. But we're talking about like
the NFL, honey.
When they get to, but when to get to the NFL, you've had to have played at an elite level for so many years.
Yeah. That's scary. Well, it's interesting because like I've talked to my husband about this a lot, and it's one of the reasons that he wasn't really interested in like pursuing it in college. Like he kind of played football for a second in college, but like his dad and his grandpa had played football for a long time, and both of them were like, you're going to destroy your body. Yeah. Like, and they weren't even talking about CTE at that time, like, because this was the minute. They were like, your knees, your, like, like literally, like, your physical self gets completely fucked up, and, like, the chances that you'll actually go pro are so slim that it's, like, it's not worth it to destroy
the gamble.
Your body on this level unless you're, like, I'm going to end up at the NFL.
Well, and you know what NFL stands for? Not for long.
Yes. So,
okay.
We've
been talking about cursed content in a way for a long time, but should we officially move to our segment, Cursed Content?
Yes, let's go.
Okay. So, cursed content is our segment where we talk about content that is cursed, upsetting, bad,
disturbing.
Says something bad about society, the state of the world and society.
Honey, we're going from F slur
to cursed content. Honey, in ways, it's kind of all cursed content today, I would actually say.
I would say, yeah.
But specifically for cursed content, we are talking about a figure known as the Rizzler. Do either of you, you're looking at me, who those looking at me like, I have never heard of this.
Well, I just know Riz means charisma. But the Rizzler, I don't.
Oh, the Rizzler, disturbing.
Is this little boy. I'm showing you a picture.
I'm already not, you know, and he's wearing Yeezys or Crocs or something.
Yeah, and so the Rizzler is an 11-year-old boy. He's very popular with Gen Alpha. Mm-hmm. He's very popular with Gen Alpha, and he's been coming into, like, non-Gen Alpha understanding because he went on Jimmy Fallon and with two other people who...
Those are the Costco guys.
We'll get into the Costco guys the Costco in a second as well. They're not related to the Rizzler.
They're not related.
You would perhaps think, seeing this picture of him, that these are members of his family. They're not.
They all look like Italian
on his face.
Italian-American coded, like, definitely look like a mafioso's... Okay.
And Jimmy Fallon looks disturbed to be speaking to them the entire interview. They do the Costco guys. How do I want to organize? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out how I want to organize this information. I'm going to stick with the Rizzler for now, and then we'll get to
Costco's
the Costco.
Having a big moment right now
because
with
of
the baby
I think
oil
with the Costco.
And then now this.
It's oh, the really, baby oil. That's
they're crazy. Having a big moment.
So the Rizzler is an 11-year-old boy named Christian. Or is he 7? I actually alternately have 7 or 11. I will add in post if he's 7 or 11 years old.
Hey, all. Elise from the future here, letting you know that I did some more research. And the Rizzler's age is not fully known, but he is in 3rd grade. So that would put him around probably like 8 or 9 years old. Okay, back to the episode.
His name is Christian. He's from New Jersey. He started to get popular on TikTok in 2023. People really like him because he's like a little rapscallion with a Jersey accent. No, like a rapscallion is like he's like a little troublemaker.
Okay, yeah.
He's like a little
chubby little Italian kid. Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna watch one video of him.
Okay, let's do it.
You can get a feel for the Rizzler.
Yo, what's up? It's the Rizzler. And I'm gonna show you how I do my bike tricks. This is, probably the no game.
The reason I picked that video is because actually a lot of the videos of the Rizzler, it's mostly his dad talking behind the camera. Oh, no. So I wanted to find one where you would hear the Rizzler himself. But the Rizzler's dad, like his account, he has 1.1 million followers and his account says like run by dad and kid.
Oh God.
And he's known for doing this thing called the Riz face, which is just the Rock face. It's just the face the Rock would do.
Yeah, but
younger people appropriating older people's culture. I'm not into it.
I'm like, this is not the Rizzler face. Yeah. This is the Rock face. Yeah. But the Rizzler doesn't.
Don't
know.
Play in my face. How about that?
Yeah. And he does this thing called mewing, which is a Gen Alpha thing. I can't believe I even.
Oh yeah, it's like kind of like smizing or like like a Zoolander face kind
of. So it started as a thing that adults would do, where it's like you put your tongue to the roof of your mouth and you like touch your chin, and it's to try to make your jaw get snatched.
Oh, they do like that look smacking shit like. Gen Alpha is obsessed with jaws.
Yeah.
They
so
really
it's
want
part
to define jaw.
It's part of this thing. World, but it's become a thing that kids do to be disrespectful to their teacher, where your teacher will talk to you and then they'll make like a shush motion back at the teacher and go like this to be like, shh, I'm mewing. I can't talk to you because I'm doing this thing for my jaw. Great. It's very...
Okay, so I used to be an elementary public school teacher for almost 6 years.
Wow.
And I taught like, thank you. That's the reaction I always, thank you.
In Canada?
Yeah, I mean, it's still miserable. I mean, it's way worse here, but it wasn't.
Well,
I left, and that's why, you know, I'm happy.
We love our teachers.
But yeah, it's, if a child ever did that.
Shushed you. Sorry, I'm working on my jaw.
Would you slam their phone and say, who's mewing now?
Yes, honey, call back, honey. I was always really good. Like when kids do stuff like that, I genuinely take an interest in kids' stuff. So yeah. I would say, like, at recess, show me this mewing thing. Yeah. Right now, I need you to answer the question.
Right. You're good.
Or yeah. What
I love you as a teacher, honestly.
Because I really am interested in what kids have to say. Yeah. I'm not one of these, like, mean teachers. But if I was with, like, a difficult kid that was, like, trying to, like, size me up in front of the class, I was always the queen of, like, I always would try not to yell at kids, but I would do, like, the stern, low voice. I'd be like, don't you dare. Ever
which
talk
is scarier
to me like
that's
that.
Scarier,
you understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? Don't you dare disrespect me like that.
I'm
how about
scared
that?
Now, yeah.
See, yeah, that's scaring me. That's scaring me. But I do feel like it's scarier to do stern because whenever like in the times where like a teacher yelled, I was like, oh, this teacher has like lost control of the
yeah,
classroom.
You don't
like
do
they're
that.
Not I'm like yeah. they're actually like beta to us now because they're yelling. But when yes. it's just like stern. You need to get up and you need to go out in the hall. Mm-hmm. You're done. Pack up your stuff. It's mm-hmm. like, that's much scarier because it's like, oh, I remain in control of my classroom and you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Rizzler does that mewing thing a lot. And then he's also friends with this kid, Eric Bifumo, and whose social media persona is Big Justice, and his father AJ, who's an amateur wrestler. They are known as the Costco guys. They rate Costco items, and they are the other two people in this picture in the interview with Jimmy Fallon. So they are not related to the Rizzler, but they are friends with the Rizzler.
Yeah, and they go to Costco and they're like, we're Costco guys. We gotta blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. we gotta go get the free samples. We gotta get the chicken bake. Sam's Club would never. We're Costco guys. And like, their whole thing is like Costco.
And so they rate things by booms. They give them a number of booms. So the clip that's been going viral of Jimmy Fallon is them like boom rating different candy. And Jimmy Fallon just looks so sad. And I was gonna play it here, but it's actually like not interesting to watch. But the piece of cursed content that I am going to play for you is that the Costco guys have a song that's actually quite a popular song, and it's called We Got the Boom.
We Bring the Boom.
We Bring the Boom. I'm so sorry.
Like, you better put some respect on there, goddamn.
Like, this is my favorite.
Put some respect, honey.
We got our gay correspondent, our musical theater, and our Costco guys correspondent.
So we are going to listen to a couple seconds of We Bring the Boom, and then it'll be time for Grasshole. And I am sorry. That we have to listen to We Bring the Boom. But today's cursed content is We Bring the Boom.
It kind of makes me sad when kids want to become social media people. Anyways, that's for after we're done. Sorry. Sorry.
I'm like,
look at me trying to, anyways.
We bring the boom. That's what we do. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. We bring the boom.
headphones off.
I wanted to take it off.
No, Millie and Poodle both took their headphones off. They won't listen.
Okay, so.
Like, we really don't need to hear this. This is when Elise made me listen to Miranda Sings, or what is it, Colleen Ballinger's entire 10-minute ukulele apology, non-apology.
Never song. Before have both Millie and the guest said, we're done. We're not listening to anymore.
Because it's like, what is it? It's,
We bring the boo.
No, but what's the, it's pretty to rock a run.
It's tricky. Yeah, it's tricky.
And then, but then they're talking about FY. I just hope this kid's still in school.
Yeah, it really makes me sad seeing kids online and stuff. It really makes me sad.
I feel like AJ's dad, because he's in the content too, but the Rizzler, I feel like that kid, they're just sucking the bones out of that kid.
I am concerned about the Rizzler's education. No, for sure. I don't know if he's in class or... I'm sure that nominally he is, but like I don't think that he's focused on his studies.
Yeah. I would be fine with songs like this if the algorithm allowed black people to go viral for being mediocre.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
but they won't. So.
But they, so that's the thing, right? Because it's
don't
like,
know. I'm like,
why are we allowing, you know, it's, I'm fine with my white mediocrity if there is black mediocrity.
Actually, I will counter that and say, a lot of black male podcasters who are...
No, but they're not as big as thriving. These guys making tons of money and all that stuff.
Have you heard of Shits and Gigs?
Oh, well, I mean, honey, their stock's going down.
Their stock is going down. Their stock is going down.
So, yeah, that's cursed content for
it's
today.
Cursed.
I just
it is
feel
cursed.
Like
it's
we...
really dark.
We needed to address... I keep hearing about this person called the Rizzler. It was time for us to tell the listeners so that they now know the Rizzler is a little child. He's not related to Big Justice and AJ, who are the Costco guys, but they are friends. And they have the song that we just listened to.
I think it's also really an interesting choice on their part to allow comments. At least with Kim Kardashian and North, she cuts the comments off, which I kind of respect that. I still don't like that the kid is online, but I respect that more than what they're allowing.
Well, you know, she took down St. West's YouTube page because he said some anti-Kamala stuff.
Yeah, she took him offline. She took him
shit.
Off.
I
have a comment.
Yes.
Okay, so Ashley, I don't know if you watched the clip. It's like Ashley was in the clip, but Ashley is Big Justice's older sister.
The dirt girl.
Like underage, and a lot of the comments are about Ashley. No. Oh my God.
No,
oh, that's so dark.
That's
dark.
That's very, very dark.
The kids, even if the kids aren't on social media, they'll go to school. And everyone at school is going to be reading the comments. And then that creates like a whole other layer for them.
But as long as the dad's making money, right?
Yeah. it's creepy. I just don't think that anyone who's as young as the Rizzler needs to be like
on
famous
social media.
Social and any of that stuff. Again, like even when kids used to do like movies and be famous, it's like there was still... I feel like it's different than if you're like a million TikTok person persona. Cause even as like an actor kid, obviously like I'm sure like the girl who played Matilda, people expect her to be Matilda to a degree, but it's like the Rizzler probably has to perform the Rizzler at school.
Yeah, I feel like they go to a lot, like the kid actors go to a lot. They, you know, a studio lot and like do their thing, do their job and then go home and like, try to be normal kids where like if you're a social media kid, it's like every day, all the time.
Yeah.
Every vacation, every trip, like
He's expected to be the Rizzler everywhere he goes.
Well, it's gonna be like once he turns like when he stops being like this cute little kid and hits puberty, it's gonna be terrible.
It's gonna be tough. All right, should we go to Grasshole?
Yeah, let's go to Grasshole, please. And you know, for those who say that we don't really talk about white men, this is a white man filled episode.
This is a white man heavy episode.
White man heavy episode. So this is the part of the show where we pick someone who needs to log off the most. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually surprised that it took us this long to crown Logan Paul a Grasshole.
Wow.
So Logan Alexander Paul is an American social media influencer, professional wrestler, YouTuber, entrepreneur, and actor. He has over 23 million subscribers on his YouTube channel, 27 million on IG, 6.8 million on X, and has ranked on the Forbes list for highest paid YouTube content creators in 2017, 2018, and 2021.
Awesome.
We'll probably do a whole search history on him because
there's a lot.
There's a lot there, and it'll probably be worse than Jeffree Star's, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if Logan Paul was tasing people who rejected him. Anyway.
yeah, Jeffree Star was tasing people. Listen to the Patreon, guys.
Yeah, listen to the Patreon, and we have the receipts. Anyway, okay. But anyway, that's what you need to know about Logan Paul, right? A lot of, also, a big, 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 big thing about Logan Paul is that his fan base is mostly kids.
Yeah.
It's all Gen Alpha. It's like young, young kids. That's their, that is his demo. So he partnered with YouTuber Olahide, which KS1, and Jimmy, which is Mr. Beast. So Mr.
Another
Beast.
Another person that we have not.
Another disturbing person. So KS1, Mr. Beast, and Logan Paul partnered to make a snack food called Lunchly. And it was made in September 2024. And the brand is marketed as a healthy alternative to Lunchables and is sold in combination with other products created by YouTubers, including Prime and Feastables. Prime is the energy drink that right. Logan Paul and KS1 own. And I don't know if you know about Prime, but Prime energy drinks have been involved in several controversies, including caffeine content. Prime energy drinks contain high levels of caffeine, which has led to bans and restrictions in some countries and schools. It was banned in the UK for a really long time, and that's why you could sell each bottle of Prime for like $1,500. It's like incredible. But the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children under 12 avoid caffeinated sports drinks, and that children between 12 and 18 limit their caffeine intake to less than 100 milligrams per day. So there's been class action lawsuits that says that the drinks contain about 215 to 225 milligrams of caffeine instead of what says on the 200 milligrams advertised on the bottles. Doesn't matter because that's double the amount of what kids should be getting. And so they make these Lunchables that are supposedly healthier and it has the energy drinks, and the energy drink is nasty and has all that shit. Okay, great.
As a teacher, can you imagine having a kid hopped up on one of these energy drinks in your classroom?
Yeah, I would probably like just very politely sort of make a phone call to the parent and be like, hey, you know, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your household, but perhaps maybe rethinking this.
Yeah, maybe don't send him to me when he's been drinking the Prime. Yeah. Say, you want to deal with him while you're drinking Prime.
Kids don't even need energy drinks. They have youth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the energy drink.
I'm just like, I wonder how these compare to the Panera lemonade that was killing
people. Oh, yeah, I know. The Panera lemonade that kills you. Okay, anyway. Lunch is intended to be a snack kit that includes three versions. Turkey with cheese and crackers, nachos with salsa and cheese, or pizza. Each box includes Prime and De Beast Gels, which are other popular products from the YouTubers. The term Lunchly, which is, I didn't even know this, but I guess this might be a Gen A thing, can also be used as an adjective to describe someone who is stupid, dull-witted, carefree, or responsible. The term may have originated from the idiom out to lunch, which means someone is not paying attention or tending to business.
Okay, so you can describe another person as lunchly, and it means that they're like.
Yeah, but that's Google AI, so who knows? Who knows?
That
anyway,
can be just completely made up.
So part of the pitch for Lunchly is that the product is made with quote real cheese compared to cheese product used in Lunchables. So that's the stuff about Lunchly, right? So there's a baking YouTuber, Rosanna Pansino, who used to be Nerd Nummies.
Oh, yes. I feel like I've heard of Nerd Nummies.
So Nerd Nummies, she has a pretty public feud with Mr. Beast in general. She doesn't fuck with him because he's done a lot of shady stuff to her. But she posted a YouTube video that said, I tried Lunchly and it was moldy. And the title pretty much sums it up. In a video, Pansino opens the kit of Lunchly to talk shit about it, and there was mold all over the cheese. So, again, the product is real cheese, and guess what? The real cheese is full of mold. Mr. Beast fans attacked Pansino and said she was being biased. She faked it. It was a deep fake. So she posted the raw footage, unedited, of her getting the package, opening it up and whatever. And then she said, please be careful, everyone. This is not safe and okay, especially for children. Okay, now we're getting into why Logan Paul's the Grassholm.
Okay. That's all just the background.
That's all just
all
the background.
Background.
Okay.
So she's got a lot of mold in it. It got a lot of news, whatever. It's fucked up. A lot of people were complaining about it. 10 people reported it to the FDA. So a random grocery store posted a thing on their sign in their free, like, refrigerator category and said that, hey, these Lunchleys are under FDA recall. We're not selling it. They had it up for 2 days and then they took it down. In those 2 days, someone found the sign and took a picture of it and posted it on Twitter. Logan Paul's team then went and posted a video where they tracked down what grocery store, based on the handles and the product and where those things are being sold and the labels and everything in the video, found the store, found the manager, got one of his people to go fly there and approach that guy, videotape it. And then Logan Paul then got all of that information and put him on a video to his, like, millions of followers and doxed that guy.
Just like a random grocery store guy.
And he got suspended from his job. So what we're going to do, we're going to watch the first, like, little clip of Logan Paul. Logan Paul doxed this guy, calls him out, and then Rosanna Pansino finds the guy, interviews him, and, like, gets to the bottom of it. So what we're going to hear is, like, a little bit of Logan's thing, and then a little bit of, you're going to hear from the voice of the guy who actually, like, got doxed.
Somebody typed up and printed out a 100% lie about Lunchly being recalled, taped it to the fridge, then a picture of it was taken by someone else and posted on social media as if it were real. Community notes, where you at? Anyway, I had my forensics team look into it, and they were able to find the exact location where this allegedly took place by photo matching the tweet with the gray door handle and the sales labels. Then we cross-referenced it with the location that we distribute to.
It's a Fred Meyer, and I had someone go there. Boom, exact match. Same door handle, same tag, same products even. But hold on, where is the FDA recall sign? Also, we can see the sales data. After Lunchly was recalled, it was. But after that sign was posted, we continued to sell out all of the Lunchleys that hit the shelves in that store. So who put that fake sign up?
Turns out it was an employee named who said this when we confronted him. And I quote,
it's pretty upsetting that Logan Paul is showing the outside of the store as well as posting pictures from the employee's personal social media account. Was that really necessary?
That was, like, kind of rumorized, I guess, through around here, but we had seen a posting about that, but I was the one who had written that. But since we got Lunchly back, it's been taken down. When it comes down to the actual, like, I guess, accountability of it, it was a rumor that was up in the air. Since we had heard that the FDA whole thing was kaput, we took it down. Yeah, it was more of like it wasn't like a anyway. Hater or dumbass? I don't know, maybe both.
You do realize that people make mistakes, right? And that I'm not an idiot just because I made a mistake.
Right.
Calling me a dumbass hit a little hard considering I'm autistic. And so it's one of those things that, oftentimes I have trouble communicating myself. And both, they technically did travel through the proper channel, but then immediately went to just completely bashing me and bullying me all over the internet. So my safety is kind of, I feel, in jeopardy because he's got some pretty crazy fans. And, like, I mean, I'm sure everybody does. They basically gave me suspension without pay and it's pending investigation. So if I do go back to work, if they allow me to come back to work, they'll determine how much time I should have been suspended for and then back pay me. However, with there being a controversy at this Freddy's already, I don't know how well that whole thing is going to play out for me.
Wow.
So Logan Paul doxed a grocery store employee for making a little mistake, which on one end, it's like, do you want to err on the side of caution for food for kids? Like,
Let's get your thoughts first.
To begin with, I'm kind of anti the Lunchables packaging food to kids.
Yeah.
I'm anti that. Yeah. That's just to start, you know. And I understand some parents don't have money and all of that. It's like, just like a regular sandwich. I think that, I find very chilling.
Yeah. You're anti Lunchly in general.
just Lunchables. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, why are we packaging this to kids? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Logan, though, you just look at his face and you go, this guy's Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. And it's really sad what's happened to that guy and then him being, it's, yeah, the whole thing is, you know, I'm picking and choosing my words wisely because I don't want to get attacked
by Logan Paul's crazy fans.
Well, you know, they're listening to the pod.
It is wild to like go all the way to be like, I'm going to find this exact location that posted a sign about, yeah, like it's very
cross-referenced.
We went there. And then what sucks also, like, even taking the fact that the guy said he's autistic out of it, that Logan Paul's like making fun of, my guess is that they ran up on this guy. We're like, hey, why did you post this sign about blah, 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 blah.
That's exactly what
and
they
this
did.
Guy's at work. He's not expecting this. Now someone, again, to bring it back to the beginning of the pod, someone's got a camera in his face. They're yelling at him. They're asking him these questions. Yeah, maybe he doesn't have like the most articulate answer as to why he put the sign up. But at the end of the day, he's like, the answer is, oh, I saw something online that this wasn't safe to sell. So like, we stop selling it.
That's exactly what he, that's exactly, like when he explains it, he's like, I heard something online. I asked my manager. My manager's like, I think I heard that too. Let's put the sign up just to be safe. And then 2 days later, they, whatever. And it's like, it should have been, but if you're just like in the real world and you know how things work and you're not like this super online maniac who's like never had a real job and doesn't know again how things work, like, you'll know, like, oh, that was, like, a dumb two-day mistake. And also, like, 2 days of not having a I don't know.
Not I'm having just, like, your lunch lease for sale in this one location. I also think it sucks that they suspended him from his job.
Yeah.
Like, especially if they, it's not like he put the sign up. Like, they know he put the sign up. So I just don't understand why he was suspended. Well,
and that's what he was saying was, like, usually if a brand, like, a brand can complain to a place and be like, hey, you guys fucked up my branding. Like, you're supposed to sell this and you didn't. And then they'd like, that's normal. But then they did that and went to the internet. And it's like doing both is, it just puts the company in a really bad place.
I think it's really dangerous when rich people are petty and have money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he was like, we're going to track this guy down. I'm like, that is clearly like he's in another tax bracket.
Yeah. And has like an army of fans that, again, are these kids that like don't know that it's not actually cool to like run up on a grocery store worker and like start harassing them. And like, who knows? Like, just again, get running into his face and saying, hey, your brother's the F-slur. Like, it's like this, it's all of this, the Rizzler, this, it's all the like same cursed weird world of like, we should not let kids have their minds be poisoned by the internet.
And by this guy who's like so influential, I will say the little happy ending is that there's a GoFundMe for Casey, who's the guy who got doxxed again. And this is the thing that they said in the GoFundMe description. A hardworking grocery store employee was suspended without pay after notorious influencer Logan Paul made a viral video and unfairly blamed him for an honest mistake. Now Casey faces a loss of income, all for trying to ensure customer safety. We're raising funds to cover his lost wages and help him recover from this unjust experience. Any support would mean the world. Thank you for helping Casey beat the Low Gang, which is Logan Paul's gang, and get back on his feet. Their goal was $5,000. They're at $12,000. So people are supporting him. That's really nice. Yeah. But fuck.
Like, I know.
Logan Paul, go touch grass.
That's the end of our episode. Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God. Can I plug something?
This is the part where we will say, you've been a wonderful guest. All of our fans, all of our listeners, all of Grass Nation are going to say, how do we follow Hootha? How do we find her? How do we get there? So please plug, tell them where to find you online, all your handles, all the stuff.
So I actually have a podcast coming out tomorrow on election day. Yes, and it's election themed. It's called Two Dumb Questions. And we talk about, so basically the premise of the pod is that my friend Leonard is like a Gen Xer. He owns a home. He's married. He knows a bunch of like practical life things that I know nothing about as a millennial single renter.
Yes.
That's pop culture obsessed.
So he tries to explain the Electoral College to me because mm-hmm. I don't understand it. And then I explain TikTok to him.
That's beautiful.
So that's our first episode.
That's beautiful. And it'll have come out.
Marriage, yeah.
Yeah, that is my marriage, actually. Yeah. Except my Danny can't explain financial things. I'm like, no, I wish Danny knew how to get a home.
Take it back,
And that'll be out the day of the election. So that means that when our listeners hear this, they will be able to go and listen to your podcast, which is called Two Dumb Questions.
Yes.
And what about your socials?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So follow me at Holdo Comedy. So that's H-O-O-D-O Comedy. I don't know where my camera is, but
yeah,
follow me. I'll post the pod there and then see me on the road next in November 16th and 17th in Atlanta.
Georgia.
I'm excited to be in Georgia, a swing state, after the election.
That'll be interesting.
Where are the traitors? Where are they? Show yourself.
Well, no, or where are the people who flipped it? Yeah. You're going to have to be a little optimistic.
I know.
Nauseously optimistic.
You know
what,
I'm an immigrant. That's why I'm like, you know,
From Canada?
I know. Very privileged. Very privileged immigrant I am. That I came on an O-1B visa. I'm like, I'm a stand-up comedian and TV writer. Let me into your country. Yeah.
Extraordinary Alien.
I know. That's the name of the visa.
Yeah. I always think about. I'm like, that's such a I'm an extraordinary alien.
But thank you for having me on the pod.
Of course. I appreciate it.
You were awesome. It was great to have you. Listeners, you can follow the podcast at Go Touch Grass Pod on everything. And you can follow me at Pandalise on Instagram and at Elise Navidad on TikTok.
And you can follow me at Millie_Tamarez on Instagram and TikTok and at Millie Tamarez on Twitter.
And until next time.
Go Touch Grass!
Woo! I tried to be a part of it.
No, you were great.
I did.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.